to. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Used two sticks to make it in the nature. I'll get you into penetration. The gender of a generation. The birth of every other nation. Look, go, wait, the gold of meditation. This chapter's gonna be a close one. Smoke rings, I know you're gonna blow one. All on a spaceship persevering. Use my hands for everything.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tusk Free From Radio. You might have wondered where we've been the past 8 months.
Not here.
Not here. We were in Europe.
It's
but
true.
We are very happy to be back.
So excited, guys. First session back. And it's going to be a good one.
It's our final year at Tufts University.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Don't mail any classes, you know? You never really know what could happen.
That's true. You just listened to Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Kind of not my song of the summer. I would say like one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I mean, I watched Big Brother over the summer.
Mm. The UK one or the US one?
The US one. But okay. I kind of stopped since coming because there were just a series of events that happened that like made me not want to finish this season.
Oh, what? Like on the show?
Yes. Yeah.
What happened?
Basically, okay, like they brought back like a really popular player.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like eliminated from the competition, like not even voted out.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So like it put the Big Brother fandom in a frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just like the people on the show like were not great.
Yeah, I feel like that's a tough show because it's low-key like, well, I've never really watched it, but mm-hmm. I feel like it's like the worst version of yourself, right? I don't know.
Big Brother?
Yeah, is it not? Because you're like making alliances and like,
yes,
backstabbing or whatever,
and then you're like locked in this house.
Yeah. Exactly, and you're, like, kind of going insane, and you're with these people, and they're all insane and crazy and want to be, like, celebrities.
basically. Yeah. I think you read that correctly.
Okay, appreciate it. Because I've literally never seen it, but...
I mean, you know, Frankie Grande was on one season.
Yeah, that's so fun. Was he on Celebrity or just regular?
He was on regular, and then I get, like, when, before, like, Ariana became, like, Ariana.
Oh, like, he was just on it as a person.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like, it was, like, before, and then he was like, I have a secret, everyone. He was like, I'm not who I said I was. Like, my sister is a very big pop star. But it was, like, in 2014 when, like, Ariana was still, like...
just starting?
Yes.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
But other than that, like, the seasons have been, like, hit or miss.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my only thoughts. And then they also used Can't Stop in The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
I did not watch that show.
You have not watched the show?
I'll be honest with you. I don't watch a lot of TV. Okay. And if I watch TV, it's, like... maybe like a one season kind of like detective show, like with my family or like whatever.
Like true crime.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not even true crime, like more like I don't know if you've heard of Department Q. We watched that over the summer.
No.
It's just like it's based in Scotland and it's just like, it's fiction, but it's a crime, you know, drama.
During abroad, I was big into Law and Order, Special Victims Unit.
Right, yeah.
That was an intense binge watch for me because, I don't know, I guess that was the only thing that I found interesting on a European VPN.
Right.
But...
I've seen, of that vein, I've seen Criminal Minds.
Okay.
That's good, but watching it, I feel like I watched it when I was, like, in, like, seventh grade or something.
Yeah.
And watching it back, I'm like, oh, this was actually, like, pretty bad. Like, the acting's, like, kind of horrible, but it's obviously very entertaining, so can't complain.
All right. Next song is one of your selections.
Yay.
Delete Ya by DeJoe.
So good.
I was gonna add one of the, like, this album. I like this album. I was gonna add a song, and then I didn't.
It's just a great album through and through. I recommend listening to The Crux if anyone likes this next song. There's more of it on this album. It's a very cohesive track. So enjoy it.
I was roused by the light. Back in the city, no longer my home. Trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment is
textings, immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
Nothing can compete with you. Tonight. you've never seen. Your anger at large, and the more you hide, the smaller you are. Perfect nights that still see me every week. I couldn't eat. I wasn't falling for a home. Something that you said you used to.
She grew up half Dakota, half Louisiana, pastor child. All of her skirts went past her ankles. Pitch black, no TV on after nine. She picked the phone up and she wrapped the cable on her finger. And I spoke gently, and then I tried to pretend to hold her against me. And it sounds like, oh. And it sounds like, oh. Way back before you went digital, digital, digital. She grew up then became All-American mastermind. She wrote a book, I wasn't in it. I still call and she pick up time to time, but sometimes don't get no signal. And the ringer plays so gently, and then I still pretend to hold her against me. And it sounds like, ooh. And it sounds like, ooh. Back before we went digital, digital, digital. Way back before you went digital, digital, digital.
Pastor Child by Dominic Fike.
Yay.
Yay. My housemate also said that that was, like, her song of the summer as well.
Oh, I love that song. Honestly, that's my song of now, I think. I think I started listening to it more so, like, in September. But I do love that album in general. Like, I feel like I get a new song of the semester, like, every semester off that album. Because it would...
I feel like you, like, listen to that album, like, it's been a thing in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Mona Lisa. Yeah. Mona Lisa. And that one, I literally love that one. And this isn't on that album, but Photo ID at the same time.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, also with Remy Wolf.
I was really bumping some of the ones from his most recent album. What was it? Like, I think it's called 14 Minutes, like, the really short one.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's
like
14
High Grace, specifically, I was listening to last summer. But then he just released a new, like, mixtape that I've been listening to, like, back to back. Like,
I have not even listened. I'm really bad about keeping up with current releases, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I know all of this music already. And so I'm like, I don't want to, like, force myself to listen to a whole new thing. But obviously, it's always good. So
I feel like I always get hyped for, like, new releases. I feel like you really do. Yeah, at least if I already know the artist and I, like, see them post it, I'll be, like, literally counting down until it comes out.
That's so funny. I feel like I just, like...
Yeah.
Because you know how there's the phase between, like, listening to a song and, like, liking it because you've heard it enough times?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to go through that phase. Like, I'm just like, oh my God.
Sometimes it depends because that happens to me, but sometimes that's just, like, immediate.
You just love
it. And this album, I listened to the first few singles. Actually, a lot of times it's the single that I'm like, this is so good. And then once the album comes out, I'm like,
you'll listen to the whole thing.
Yes. But this album I immediately liked. So.
What is it called again?
It's called Rocket.
By who?
Dominic Fike.
Let me
Rocket.
I'm gonna have to save that one.
Yeah, that's guys, something let me to think put about you
for
on. Later. Yeah.
Also, we forgot to introduce Tessa.
Oh yeah, I was like, they're just gonna be like, who's this
random
mysterious person who just started talking? Yeah. Hi guys, I'm Tessa.
She's been up here
crashing the show
twice
today. I've been here before, and I'm back.
Yes,
she's back.
I'm
whether
back
you like it or not.
Yeah. It's called Rocket, like rock. Like rock it,
like a rock. No, like a rocket, like a
in like a space,
Oh, I see it. Here we go.
Exactly.
Okay,
guys. It's low key no skips.
Really,
in my opinion,
he makes the short and sweet thing
is though, he does like the short and sweet, which I appreciate. But sometimes it's just like the song is really good, and then it just cuts off, and I'm like, just
can you just double it,
please?
Double it and give it to the
next. Did he have a child?
Yes.
Did he really?
Because I think he brought his child out on Lollapalooza.
No.
Yes.
Michael Jackson style dangled the
literally
baby.
No, a lot of the album is about it.
About
that.
My father.
Which is interesting because also the new Dijon album. I don't know if you guys listened to that.
Is it also about being a father?
Well, parts of it are like very explicitly about him like newly being a father, which I think is interesting. Because I feel like they're like in a similar niche. Like they do have different music, but I feel like there's some overlap. So...
We're also playing Dijon today.
Yeah.
I forgot that Dominic Fike has like a Apple logo tattooed on his cheek.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a like a symbol?
A prison.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because he would.
Don't you think? Because didn't he go to jail?
He did.
Yes,
he did.
He
did go to jail.
Or was it like the apple of his eye or something?
I'm sure.
That's why it's near there. Or I don't know whether or not it's a gang symbol.
Oh, remember Three Nights?
Yes.
Yeah.
That song, like, blew up.
I know. Honestly, I really have realized how much of a fan I am of him recently because I went back to that album and there's so many other good songs on it, too.
I'm looking back
at it. It's like an LP. I think it's pretty short, but, like,
Baby Doll.
King of Everything is really good.
Baby Doll.
Baby Doll. And,
she
like,
Wants My Money.
West Coast Collective.
She Wants My Money.
It's Oh, he has so many great
songs. His younger sister is named Apollonia. They call her Apple.
So that's Apple of his eye.
It's adding up.
I feel like
this is
my sign to listen more
it's all
to Dominic
Fike.
Yeah.
He's really an amazing
artist. He really is.
And in his live shows, he like improvs a ton. Like I was watching his Lollapalooza set, and he just like adds all these cool effects to his voice like in the show and like adds a lot of interesting things to it, which I really like because I feel like I mean, a lot of people perform their songs, like, the same exact way they do in the studio, which is what people, like to listen to the studio version. But I feel like if you're going to see someone live,
it's different.
It's cool to see, like, a different take on their music.
Well, the thing I, like, vividly remember from Lollapalooza this year was DeJoe came and he sang the Chicago song in Chicago.
I watched that set on YouTube.
Yeah, also. And then I watched that set as well.
Yeah.
And I think I remember, like, Cat's Eye, like, broke another record, like, at Lollapalooza, like, daytime set record at, like, 2 p.m. And, like, 100,000 people, like, pulled up.
I'm not surprised. They're really popular.
I have not gone into them. Like, I don't really know what their story
is. Because it's not really your type of
music.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's very, like...
A certain genre.
Wait, well, like, active. Isn't it, like, there? Are they, like, actually K-pop? Or it's, like, so more international?
It's, like, a global technically, girl group.
Yeah, like, technically, it's the formula.
Right.
Yeah. Of a K-pop group, and it's operated like a K-pop group, but obviously, it's international because...
Not all their members are Korean.
Right. Okay. Because I think
one member is Korean, and there's like, I don't know how many members there are, but like five or six. Mm. But it's honestly, yeah, it's interesting that they like blew up. So they started on a Netflix.
Yes. I remember it.
Yeah. Like competition show.
It was a competition show.
And that, I think that's why they were so popular, because people like watched.
Yeah. And they were like invested already.
Yeah. Exactly.
Also like K-pop Demon Hunters too. They did the music popular. For that. Okay. And that's really popular
Yeah,
as well.
And that's really... I haven't seen that. I should probably watch
My
it.
My friend, like, watched it and he was, like, obsessed. He was, like...
Well, I watched it, too.
Apparently it's really good.
Yeah, I know. I've heard great things, but I just can't, like, wrap my...
Yeah.
I just don't watch a lot of stuff like that, so I don't know.
You don't watch a lot of things where, like, a K-pop like group hunts a demon?
Yeah, like, it's not really, like... Yeah, I don't know. It's not my genre. Yeah.
Right.
No, I just feel like I don't watch, like, a lot of, like... It's animated.
Yeah, it is animated.
That's
like
real.
Animated films, but I feel like it's like...
Is it for children? Know.
Yes, okay. It is for children. Okay. But like, obviously it has a cult following with like young adults and such and such.
Right.
Sure. Well, maybe we'll have to give it a try.
Maybe we will.
It was something.
And maybe
it was
to say. And maybe we will.
Next song we have is All I Ever Asked by Rachel Chinnariri.
Yes.
This is a banger.
I selected this song... I don't have much to say about it other than to play it.
Let's do it.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Borderline, never know. stop me, dead in my tracks. I was headed for disaster and then I turned back. I was wrestling with the coat hanger. Can you guess who won? The universe shrugged, shrugged then moved on. It's a guess, no idea. It's a feeling, not a voice in my head. Just a feeling. And by the way, this spike island come alive. And by the way, this time I'll get it right. Not a shaman or a showman, ashamed I was selling the rights. I took a breather and decided not to ruin my life. I was conforming to a cosmic design, I was playing to type. Until I walked back to the garden of earthly delights. I was born to perform. It's a calling. I exist to do this. Shouting and and no one will ever have the last word, because it's not something you could ever say. So swivel.
Yes, yes, yes. I have to put the headphones on. I wasn't prepared for this moment.
Put my headphones on. Name the song. Listen. Name the artist. Listen to my favorites.
I need a bad bleep. Addison Rae. Yeah. Shawty the baddest.
Bad bleep.
And she got her way.
Shawty the baddest.
And that's really special to me because I'm Addison Rae. I don't know. Sorry, guys. Honestly,
boyfriend,
though, guys,
I'm nervous.
Addison Rae's trajectory needs to be studied because
it's honest. Yeah.
Okay, I like the new album.
Me too. Because
it's, it's gas.
And yeah. I was honestly number one hater.
Excuse me.
For like a while, because I was like, TikTokers shouldn't be making music.
Yep.
Okay.
Because
here's
just
my
it's just stop. But hers is, she has some good songs.
Here's my take. I get really mad when people who like fundamentally can't sing try to have a career in music, because it's like, there's so many people who are so talented trying to make it in the in the business. Industry. Exactly. And it's like, give, you know what I mean? Like, okay, Chappell was doing it for like five years or whatever before.
Low-key, like 10 years.
10 years. And so that's what I'm saying, where I'm like, there's all these like people who are so talented who do not get the recognition. And so I'm like, if you're not a singer, don't try and sing. But that said, whatever her producers are doing on the track,
Addison,
I know.
Oh because my god!
Here's the
it's so
here's the
good.
Reason why I was such a hater is because I watched her song association video,
and she can't sing,
and she could not carry a tune.
Oh,
but her voice isn't bad. Like her voice sounds nice on like the songs that she does. I just think that like she's. I don't know if she would be great live, although maybe she has figured it out. Maybe she's practiced a lot.
Well, I do but think her she's speaking a ton
but also,
of
I do like it for sure. And I also do like she uses all women producers, writers.
She does.
You can tell. Like, yeah. Yes. You should
I
watch
did not
her.
Know that.
Like, there's like a making of. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I watched that, yeah.
Yeah. Making of Aquamarine.
Yes.
And it's honestly a bomb video because you can really see how
they're
like they
Swedish
work together.
Or something, like her producers.
That and they just were
checks
like
out.
Killing it. It's so good.
Yeah, and I feel like she's the only one out of that like whole group of like influencers and like TikTok, like Hype House, whatever people.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them tried to make music, and I feel like she's the only one who's been taken seriously at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
because
like,
all of their music
makes.
Was like a joke almost.
It was
like,
a
I was
joke.
Like,
right.
want to be memed.
Like,
you know?
Yes. Think of like Dixie's Be Happy. Like,
yeah,
that
exactly.
was a joke.
Exactly.
Right.
And one day, I was really, 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 really sad.
Oh my God. But she, it was a joke, but it was also like she was kind of serious, which made it.
But
just,
do you really think she
yeah,
saw
she was,
that
she's like performed at like. What Jingle Ball or whatever?
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
Jingle
like
Ball.
She, I feel like she was really into. And then there was a whole thing where like Charlie released a song too, and she got like really mad.
Yeah,
she didn't tell her that she was making so stupid. But
well, Charlie's on Broadway.
That's
I know,
so true.
Which actually I think is really cool because I feel like that makes so much sense for like
retweet.
A lot of these people just do these side things that don't make any sense for their brand, and she's actually a really good dancer.
It was also like
so.
I'm sure she could have like made some stupid celebrity appearance as like more of a lead role, but she actually is not a speaking role.
Right.
She's
like
an ensemble. She's a featured dancer.
Or featured dancer.
And the ensemble, which is like that's great because it's like that's what she's good at, dancing. So she should be a dancer on
not
stage. And let's not pretend that she's an actor or a singer.
Yeah. I also think the musical itself too, isn't it like a jukebox musical?
It is, yeah. So it makes so much sense. It's like
Exactly. I think that's
what
really
she should
cool.
be doing.
Never forget, she literally went to my sister's dance studio.
Okay.
And she met her.
And didn't your sister Loki eat her up though?
Like, possibly. But she is actually good. Like, she's a very talented
no,
dancer.
She's super good.
Yeah. But yeah, and Addison Rae, I hated it. Now I have to say that I do like her music.
I just like this new album, honestly.
Yes. This album is good.
Yes.
Retreat. Especially like, which was the, Fame is a Gun.
Fame is a Gun.
In a pointed.
Okay. And also even the artistic, like I've watched some of the music videos and I feel like the artistic like direction is on point too.
Because I think she's like accepting creative direction from people who have genuinely amazing vision.
Right.
So 100%. I feel like that's what she's doing right is like letting these artists handle her image and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much she's a part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, of her creative vision
but,
is actually there.
But even
exactly.
if she's not, it works well for her. I feel like and she
Agreed.
Actually is a pretty good dancer, too. I feel like every time I've seen
that,
her dance, she kind of kills it.
She was a dancer, too, growing up.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Charlie in that way.
Right.
Yeah. That's why they got so popular.
I know. Also, it's just, it's funny because they actually are talented, but the way that they use the talents was, like, these, like, stupid TikTok trend dances.
Yeah.
So that's how everyone thought of them. And also, she was, like, memed so many times, so it's honestly remarkable that she came back from that, because think of the amount, like, her digital footprint is, like, really unfortunate.
Yeah,
honestly.
It is. That's so true,
no,
actually.
No, low-key rest in pieces,
but
she's rebranding.
She is.
And it seems pretty successful.
Yeah.
Layla has a PSA for you all.
Oh, my God, yeah, I do. Okay. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
You spoke that so eloquently.
Thank you. It's honestly because my voice hurts so bad right now. I can only speak it in like a low register. And it feels like I'm like doing like an audiobook or something.
Right? Y'all had a gig this morning. Yes. Y'all killed it. Y'all have been doing a lot of gigs recently.
We have. We're kind of booked.
That was our third this semester alone. It's only September 21st. Third like booked gig.
Yeah.
Off campus, right?
Yeah. Wait.
Or did we even have more?
No, because we had BSO and then we... Well, you know what? This is...
Yeah.
This is like... We don't need to hash this out. But the main point is we've had a lot of gigs, but I feel like I've not been able to recover from voice-wise. So that's why we both sound
not
a little
once,
hoarse.
Honestly, since
We're
September
sitting
1st
lower today.
Have I felt vocally there. And it's honestly kind of scaring me because I'm like, let me just like actually have this insane problem with my voice.
It's tough.
Y'all killed it out there, though.
Thank you.
Fought through.
Appreciate.
You're probably your number 10, 11 fan, realistically, but one in my heart. Anyways, next song we have The Dress by Dijon.
Oh, love
the
it.
The dress looks nice.
Should I just let the song speak for itself?
I think this is another one that needs no introduction.
I agree.
Sounds good.
Cause you used to make too much out of that kind of stuff. And it kills. Cause the dress looks nice, so you steal. And it always will. I wait a long time just to see you. I'm happy to be catching up. No, we don't have to patch things up. Just turn the lights down. Real. Cause the dress looks nice, so you steal. And it always was on. We should go out and dance like we used to dance. We should go out in old hands, lovers' old hands. And I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that's a question or answer I don't have. Okay, I took a long time to get ready to. Cause I did remember it, and my head got heavy like it tends to do. And I know that ain't part of the deal. But the dress looks nice on you still. And it always will. I hated myself for some time. For the things that I said. That I put in your head. And I tried and I tried. And I fell. But the dress looks nice on you still. And it always was so. We should go out and dance like we used to dance. We should go out in old hands. Lovers' old hands. And I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that. We used to dance. We should go out in old hands. Lovers' old hands. And I can't tell you who's gonna last. Well, maybe that's the answer I don't have. Maybe that's the answer I don't have. So we should go out. So we should go out.
I hope you well, I hope you lit. I miss your touch, I miss your smell, I miss your lips. Maybe grab a drink, maybe grab some food, don't be a stranger. I know it's hard though. Hello.
But it's been such a great time.
We'll be here next week.
3 p.m. Come hang out with us.
That's all I gotta say about that.
That's pretty much it.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
And this is Tessa.
On Night Train Tunes. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Reform Radio.
All right.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
I totally forgot my password just went wrong.